It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Oh, they're back with more ultimatum choice happening stuff.
Yeah, and them saying the same thing over and over again.
That is what happens on the show, particularly Raya and Trey. What does she want to do in the city? What does she want to do there? That is the mystery of what does she want to do in Atlanta? Well, we finally figured out what the city was.
She's still pursuing this quest of figuring out which is better, ranch versus blue cheese. That's all it is.
She wants to do a research study in Atlanta. Well, I'm like, what do you, what our first,
she's got a thesis.
First, the mystery was, what is the city to her? I was like, I don't know where they're from. We don't know anything about any of these people. So what is the city? You know, very important to know. And then we figured out it was Atlanta. And then we still don't know what she wants to do in the city. She just wants to be in the city, which is fair. She's young. Yeah. She deserves to be in the city. But she's
when
like,
I was that age, there was no way I wasn't going to be in the city.
Yeah, but it's very interesting that she's like, I think you should sacrifice your job.
Okay, so that's what I was. He kept talking about this job that was, you know, he had it all lined up and everything.
I think he has a high paying job right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Is my impression.
Right. And he's like, that's not really, he's like, I just can't do that.
He's like, that would be ridiculous for me to give up my job to move to the city for you to not have a plan.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that she's just trying to break up with him.
Maybe.
What I keep remembering is that her, Ryan and James are very young. Very young.
They are extreme.
Ryan and James are 23. I'm sorry. Too young to get married. Too young. They're too young. They should not get married. Everyone's like, they've been together 7 years. I don't care. They're 23 years old, Ben. They're children. Too young.
But
too
young. Compared to 2,000 years ago, it's very old.
I know, but they
it's
are
very
not,
old.
They are not mature enough to get married. It's not going to work out if they get. They haven't lived together. They haven't. They don't know if they can. If they can cohabitate.
But don't you want that Christmas card in the mail, Max? Come Christmas.
What's
going to
be special about when we get? What's going to be different? We have to wait to get live together because otherwise nothing's going to be different when we get married. I was like, oh my god,
chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
She's fucking Pollyanna living in fucking La La Land over there, Ben. What is she doing? And I'm just like, oh yeah, she's really young. She doesn't think finances are important. She doesn't think that they should live together before. She thinks that her husband should be around 24/7, even though he's in grad school. She thinks that he should base his schooling on her family. And once again, I don't hold any of this against her because she's like 5 years old.
Yeah. But she wants that family photo in Santa's sleigh, you know? <She's>...
No. No, wait. Don't get married. It's insane. You two are not mature enough to get married.
This is all about Christmas for her. It's all about Christmas.
We've been together for 7 years. I'm like, high school relationships don't count. Grow up.
Grow up.
Those like, what the fuck? You're 23 years old. Live a little. Maybe break up for a bit and get back together. Come on.
Like on the ultimatum.
Oh, you're right. They already did that. Her relationship with Trey was so real.
It was so real. Hey, Trey caught feelings.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Raya won't let him. She won't let him forget.
All right, so the second trial marriages begin again at the beginning of episode 7, and we see Roxanne and Antonio bang. They bang, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
of course, she's on top because he's such a lazy piece of shit.
You know? Yeah, he's a fucking like suck. She's all business in the bedroom. Oh, so I learned a little bit about Roxanne's business via this website, Reddit, which is full of wonderful people.
Oh, great.
So she, you know, she says she works from like 5 a.m. till 11 a.m. But like the next day on her business, you know, 2000 hours a week.
Yeah.
So she has a full-time job in IT that she works till 6 p.m.
with another side business.
So yeah, her business is her side business, the pasties business.
Gotcha.
And everybody on Reddit was talking about how the pasties business is a drop shipping business. So it's like she orders the this is what people on Reddit were saying. I have no verification of this. Okay. So she orders the pasties from like overseas, right? And then she rebrands them, and then she marks them up for like a higher value.
Great.
Okay. So that's Roxanne's business.
It sounds like that Amazon thing. I forget what it was, but
the thing that Luke did from
The thing that Luke.
It's not specifically like what Luke was doing, because his was like smaller batches and hers is like a full brand, I guess. I, but it's not like there's like R&D and like design.
Yeah,
it's just like buying stuff and then kind of like relabeling it. According to these people on Reddit, it's a drop shipping business. I do not
know. Very entrepreneurial of her.
Yes. But yeah, she's not spending all this time just on her business because she has another job.
Yeah,
but still
wait till Antonio finds out that she's just rebranding things. His mind is gonna explode. I don't believe it.
She's personally cutting out all of those pasties and putting them on all those women's nipples herself.
She's a hard worker.
No, I mean, no, you know, no shade to business owners and, you know, do what you got to do. I just, you know, I think it's funny that on the show she's like, oh, I just do my own business, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah. No, I mean, she definitely is working like a lot, but.
Yeah. Greed is good, as Gordon Gekko would say.
Yes. That's the name of the Geico Gecko, right? That's what you're referencing?
Mm-hmm. Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Gordon, yeah. Yes. Why doesn't their cat have a name?
I don't know. Why? What did they call it?
They don't call it a name. They didn't name their cat. Their cat is nameless.
Wow. That's very Warhol of them.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. So Roxanne does say she's going to try to say I love you more because she knows it means a lot to him. Well, let's see if that works out. We'll get to that.
I got to say that's really disturbing.
Look, she's not going to say it if she doesn't mean it. And in some moments, she doesn't love him. Do you love Antonio, Ben? Could you love Antonio?
It's pretty tough.
Could anyone love Antonio?
He does
Antonio?
Smell like Funyuns. So.
Yeah, could. Yeah, why does he smell like Funyuns? I feel like he habitually smells like Funyuns.
I think he's eating Funyuns in the bed at night.
Funyuns are the only way to ward off the lizard people, Ben. You have to rub them all over your body, even your dick. Roxanne says, does it freak you out that I said I didn't change my mind on marriage at the changeover? And Antonio is like, you didn't. You said that Alex opened your mind to marriage helping your career, which is better.
Yeah.
Shout out, Alex. Thanks, dude. I mean, you rock.
You rock, Alex. Thanks, Alex.
Wow. Finally, some high praise from Antonio for Alex.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Yeah, the more and more these people seem to suck, the more I think that Antonio and Roxanne are perfect for each other.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. Antonio says this new Antonio that wakes up and makes her breakfast and gets her roses is going to be the Antonio that he's always going to be.
Yeah, every day roses.
Yeah, now that's...
Every single day.
Now that's a conspiracy theory, Ben. That's a conspiracy theory if I've ever heard one. That is unheard of.
Where's he getting all these roses every single day? How is this place not out of business by now?
There's only a finite amount of roses in the world, okay?
It's true.
There's only so many gas stations you can go to get roses.
That's where he's going.
Where do you get roses from?
The botanic gardens. I just
I just go
you pick clip them. I clip them.
I only get roses from the gas
station. I only get the best for my baby.
So those are the only two places I know that roses are. You can get them.
Yeah, I don't know where you can get them elsewhere.
I don't know. They don't have flower stores.
The Rose Bowl parade, but what? I'm gonna go to California in January.
No, yeah. That's where all the gas stations meet up. It's like a convention. Yeah. Kat and Alex talk, and he's like, and she's like, you don't need to be tough all the time. I wish you were more emotional. And he's like, I need to be tough to you because you don't talk at all. You just go,
I didn't understand that at all. I have to be tough because you're quiet?
Because you're so passive. So I'm tough. He's such a tough guy. Yeah. And she's like, I kind of want you to say lovey kind of things to me because I can't read your mind. And he's like, yeah, but words of affirmation don't do anything for me. They're kind of gross, you know? And like, what
he
if I
really
don't
is a
them?
Lot like Roxanne.
I know. They're like the same person.
It's like pulling teeth just to be like, love you.
But it's like they can't be together because they like shitting on other people, you know? Yeah. But they don't want to like
it's
be
tough.
They don't want to be shit on. They want to shit on
it's
other people.
It's a tough world for assholes. What yeah. can I say? It's a tough world.
Yeah. He says he has a high bar for loved ones, okay? And he's going to keep that bar, and she better meet it.
Really doesn't have much desire to try and give her what she is asking for in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James and Ryan, James is getting jealous about Ryan talking about Trey, and he asks her to stop talking about it. He's mad.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
He's jealous, and Ryan's like, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Trey's my friend, my best friend, and that's it. Even though he wants a lot more.
He's getting a Christmas card in the mail, and that's final.
Yeah, I don't know. This shit's so boring. James is like, I want you. I want a future with you. And Ryan's like, you need to prove it to me. Prove it to me. Stop being an engineer. Be poor. Don't have no money. Be my house cat. Don't go to school.
Be my poor southern gentleman.
Yeah, with no job. And I won't work either. I don't know how this is going to work, but yes.
Coal in the stockings.
Is her family just really rich? Her family better be really rich. Like, really rich.
They might be.
That's the only way this can make any sense.
I don't know.
Or maybe she is like a super high paying job. She makes like 11 figs.
But though, you know, houses in the South, they cost like what, $100?
Yeah, like a few logs, or you just trade them logs for houses.
Just trade a goat.
Yeah. One of those things. I don't know.
It's not expensive. It's fine.
Yeah. Trey and Raya saying she's feeling better. You know, Trey tries to cuddle, but she's like, not yet. You know, she's holding him off, mm-hmm. you know. Raya says she wants to get married, but you never asked me what I wanted in a marriage or what a marriage looks like to me. And he's like, I know what a marriage looks like to you. It's a marriage with me, with the kids that I want, in the house that I want, in the car that I want. That's what you want, what I want. I know what you want.
It's what I want.
Yes, come on. They talk about having kids, and apparently they've never had this discussion before, Trey says, which is crazy for two people on a show called The Ultimatum, Marry or Move On.
Didn't they have this discussion on the first episode?
Yeah, but they didn't really have a discussion about it. He was just like, yeah, we'll get there when we get there. But the fact that they've been together for two years...
You need to follow the narrative, Raya.
They're on
we
a
have
show.
Story arcs that we have to follow.
They're on okay. a show about marriage with the proposal potentially at the end, and they've never talked about yeah. kids.
We're not in our dark night of the soul yet. We'll talk about it when we
I
are.
Just love it's like, yeah, we'll get engaged, we'll get married, and then we'll talk about if we want kids or not. And then, yeah, this whole city thing comes up, which is very perplexing to me.
I don't get that either. I don't know.
Kat and Alex, 10 days until the ultimatum is answered. I love that it's not the ultimatum. It's the ultimatum is answered.
Yes. Yeah. It's no longer the like the hard rule of you have to break up.
No, it's just it's answered. We meet Maria and Allie, Kat's friends. They're like, how did it go? And she's like, and they're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Her friends are like,
right.
Yeah. And her friends actually understand what she's saying, unlike us. They get it. And they're like, well, if you just want to marry you, kick his ass to the curb. We don't really like this guy. And then Alex shows up and they're like, hey, Alex, we love you. Hey!
We love you.
Hey!
Best buddy.
Yes.
We weren't just talking shit about you 3 seconds ago.
Yes. He said that Roxanne is a lot like him on steroids in a bad way.
Wow.
Uh-huh. He says
I bet she could hit some dingers.
Yes, sure. definitely. Yeah. Out of the park, baby. And he says that Kat is pleasurable to be with. And you know why he feels that way? Because she doesn't fucking talk. And he just wants to hear himself talk. He's like, Roxanne, she talked, you know? I should be filling the void.
I should be the center of attention at all times.
Yes.
You know? But just don't make me talk about my emotions, because I'm not going to do that.
No, I don't have them. He dodges all of their questions. They say, life or death, do you know what you want, Alex? How are you are you aware of the severity of the ultimatum? And his answer is both.
He loves that answer.
He just dodges everything. He has no opinions.
He's really the guy that always circles D on a Scantron test all of the above or none of the above. He's one of those guys.
Such a fucking always on the fence, Alex. Her friends think she's changed, but they don't like Alex. They really don't think he's ready. They say he's a good guy, though.
They're very excited to slash his tires, and I, for one, am all for it.
I am too. He deserves to have his tires slashed. Roxanne and Antonio. Antonio says, I love you. And she goes, mm-hmm. She picked up that one from Kat. Kat taught her. She's learning. They're growing. What's the problem?
Kat would have gone, oh, okay. Oh,
I see.
Okay. And what has brought you to these feelings exactly?
Tell me about your father.
Was he a lazy piece of shit as well?
She says, I'm not going to say stuff I don't mean.
Yeah, yikes. Ow. Holy shit.
Savage. She says, do you know what will make you feel better? My feet in your lap. Oh, kinky. All right. A little feet play. Okay. I mean, that's better than I love you in my book. Okay.
You know what she should have said, though? She should have said, I don't believe in love. And then,
yes.
And then Antonio would have been like, oh, shit.
Maybe it doesn't exist. Let me YouTube this.
There's got to be a theory about this on YouTube. Maybe love was just invented by the fucking Illuminati, dude.
But she really comforts him, Ben. She says she uses a sports metaphor. She says that he likes sports and there are different leagues. She is in a different era. She's older and has been working longer. And if he wants to play in a different league with 20-year-olds, go ahead. Like if he wants to be in the NBA G League, you know, go ahead. But she's in the NBA. She's LeBron. Yeah. He's
in YMCA Pee Wee basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Only little kids say, I love you all the time. Adults, they just say, mm-hmm.
And they shake each other's hands and then they sign the contract. Okay?
Yeah, they say, nice doing business with you. Thank you very much.
God. What a life. She just seems like a big barrel of fun.
Yes. In confessional, he says, she's saying shit she doesn't mean because she doesn't want to acknowledge my feelings. But then he says, maybe she does think she's out of my league. Is Antonio becoming self-aware? Is Antonio growing? Is he experiencing growth?
Almost, yeah, I mean, I think we just experienced a little sentience
from
Antonio.
That is the biggest twist of the show. I was like, what?
Wild.
That is wild stuff.
It's like that light switch that goes off when you realize that 9/11 wasn't real, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, like the first time he watched Loose Change, it just changed his life. Ryan and James, you know, the moral of this big fight they have is don't make grilled cheese in the dark. What were you guys thinking?
That's dangerous.
But really, why was every fight in the nighttime camera? Were they really eating grilled cheese in pitch black?
I'm so confused. I call bullshit. I think that was in the light.
No, they were eating. They eat grilled cheese in the dark. That's their thing.
It's a South Carolina thing.
We have to conserve electricity, so we have to eat by candlelight because we have a man outside and he cranks the electricity, you know, because the mill ran out. So a man has to operate the mill for us.
Every Christmas, we put out grilled cheese sandwiches for Santa Claus at night when he comes and delivers the presents.
Our house is steam powered and we ran out of steam, so we don't have any we don't have any electricity.
The South is a crazy place,
it's
man.
Nuts, it's man.
Crazy. It's like everything you see in the movies. It's
yeah. Wild. So this is a really fun fight, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is really pleasant.
Yeah, he apparently breaks one of those treasured glasses.
Yeah, quote, she said he broke a metal glass in front of her face. How do you break a metal glass?
He's got
did he like crush it with his hands?
With his butt, I think. He sat on it.
Damn. That makes sense.
Or he just shoved it between his cheeks, and then he said, "Watch this."
He made that ass clap.
And he clinched.
Clapped it.
And it really upset her.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that was a fun fight. That was great. I liked how, like, for the time jumps, they'd be like 150, 155, 156. I'm like, we don't
we're
need,
good.
Yeah.
It's around that time we get it.
We don't need that long of it. You can give us the big jumps, but we don't need like 1 minute to 5 minute jumps. We're okay.
They start putting up the clock that has seconds and milliseconds after.
Oh, okay. I feel very informed. Thank you. Wow, good to
know.
Can
I get the latitude and longitude of yeah. where they're at, GPS, please?
Can I have their body temperatures, please, their heart rates? I need to know their blood sugar. I need to know everything.
Yeah, we need to know the blood pressure. Come on.
5 days until the ultimatum is answered. What happens in the days in between? I just think nothing happens. They don't even talk
to each other. Just like on the show.
Yeah, I know. It's like, can you believe even less happens? This is fun. We meet Raya's sister, and she is why couldn't she have been on the show?
She's great.
I know, right?
She's quite the sister.
Raya says they've been communicating a lot, her and Trey, which they've never done before. They've never communicated before.
They never spoke.
Do you think they even met before the show?
Yeah, I think the only times they've actually spoken are when he sits in her booth at Hooters and he orders. I think that's the only time.
Raya says she's been more emotional. She's been crying every single day. Isn't that good? Isn't that good when you just cry every day?
It's the
best.
You're
sad. You're devastated every day.
It means that you're ready for marriage.
Yeah, you're good. It's definitely a good sign. Trey's like, hey, Raya's sister, I caught feelings for somebody else. Isn't that good? Is that what you want to hear? Thumbs up.
Yay.
And she's like, yeah, that is good. That is good. Right. You should be happy that he told you that he's feelings for somebody else. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
You guys can swing now. It'll help you get wet. We got to get you wet.
I think she does want to swing, but a different kind of swing.
That did come up.
You're kinky.
You got that bite, huh?
That was the best part of the episode.
You is kinky.
I mean, come on. All right, before we get to that, I gotta say this. They tell Raya's sister that they love each other. And she goes, "Oh, you guys are in love? I had no idea." Ben.
I thought the ultimatum thing was just for Instagram followers.
It's
this
called
crazy.
The ultimatum. Marry or move on. They're supposed to potentially get married, and her own sister didn't know if they were in love or not. This show is a sham.
It's the South, Max. It's the South. I don't know what to tell you. It's different down there.
We just get married on a whim, like the dust.
If it's a full moon and he's got a corsage on and he bends down on one knee, you have to say yes. It's the law. It's the law.
If he's a suitor and he comes to your door and your parents say you're going to date with him and he offers them money, then what are you going to do? If he takes you to the dance, if he takes you to the picnic,
if he waltzes with you by the lake in the moonlight, I'm sorry, but it's just, you have no choice, really.
What a sham. Yeah, so apparently Raya can't get wet, we learned on Netflix. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Wait, that she can't get wet?
Just that it was a plot point in the show.
I know. I was like, wow, really, really just putting it out there. I feel like she was like, why are you saying this on camera?
Yeah.
I'd be like, why?
It's crazy.
Especially for someone that's held a lot to their chest, like hasn't even been like, what city am I going to? Why am I going to the city? It's like.
Yeah. But hey, I did that sex positivity on Netflix. Sure. We'll give a thumbs
yes.
up to it. Let's go.
But apparently things are getting better now. And, you know, they're going to get into BDSM, sex swings, sex rooms, handcuffs, quote, weird stuff.
Yeah.
End quote.
Yeah. Well, maybe she could get Roxanne in there somehow because, you know, she's used to having her whipping boy. So,
yeah,
maybe Roxanne could come by and help out.
Yes. Well, now that Roxanne has learned about anal, she can teach her about that.
Yeah.
She can pass on what she's learned from Alex. Raya says she maybe can learn to forgive Trey, but she can't forget. She can't forget.
Nope.
And then we get one of our favorite songs.
Let me move to the city. I don't know what I'm going to do in the city.
Give up your job. We will live in poverty.
One bedroom apartment.
Ryan and James, I just want to say about this scene, really beautiful scenery is what I took away from this. Wow.
Hey,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful scenery, that river, between the rivers and the... I don't know what happened in the scene. I was listening, but taken away, just taken aback.
Where is it, Max? You've been... You know that area.
Red Lake, they were at. Red Lake in North Carolina. Red Lake.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We go there all the time, to Red Lake. Yep.
Sad
stuff. Bad, sad.
Yep. It's interesting that we end up actually meeting his mother after this conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's trucking, dude.
Hell yeah.
She was trucking.
She's too busy honking horn.
Yeah.
Kids on the street who are doing the.
Yeah. When kids in the school bus aren't on the street doing that. Yeah.
That's why people become truck drivers. At least that's why I would have, you know.
I don't know any other reason to do it. All right. Episode 8. James and Ryan. They meet James's mom. Ryan brings up that James is going to grad school. He was going to go where pays him the most. Makes sense to me. Pretty normal. And she felt like she couldn't sacrifice her relationship with her family for money. Well, good thing he's not like a doctor, because then you don't necessarily get really great choice of where you go. So, you know.
Yeah.
And James' mom was like, well, we thought he was going to be in Virginia or Atlanta, and you put parameters on him, which irritated me. But personally, you know, as a truck driver, I think, you know, finances are important. it's like this really put a whole new perspective on things for me in their relationship. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't expect the mom to say that, but, you know, given the storyline here, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and then James is like, I don't care about working at NASA or SpaceX anymore. Like it's no longer my passion. Like I thought it was, but my passion is Ryan. And I'm like, you say that now, but like.
Yeah. He's like, Elon ruined Twitter. So now I just don't think I want to go to SpaceX.
Yeah. NASA's a bunch of nerds. They're not like cool enough. So I just want to work at some engineering firms in South Carolina. But I'm like, but if you're really, it's like, it seems like you're passionate about aerospace, right? Like. Yeah. Suddenly you're not. I mean, if you're really not, then fine. But if you are, then maybe Ryan should like support your dreams, and it shouldn't just be about marriage when you're like 23 years old. But that's just me. I'm just saying, don't give up on your dreams because your girlfriend wants to stay near her parents. Seems a little misguided to me. Just saying.
Look, Max, you just don't understand, because aerospace and NASA and
it's not real.
the final frontier, it's not as important as Christmas Eve when Santa Claus comes down that chimney and he stuffs our stockings full.
If you listen to Antonio, you would know we never even went to the moon, okay? We never even went there.
The moon isn't even real, didn't you know?
No,
it's an illusion.
Come on.
It's a projector. It's a projector.
But his mom does think that he should propose to Ryan in the end.
There might be some other swinging dick out there that if he doesn't get his shit together and get it going, she might find somebody else.
Swing that dick and get it going, James. Come on. Swing that dick.
Swing that butt.
Yeah, swing that butt, swing that dick, get everything swinging and swing it into a proposal. Which it's so obvious that they're going to get engaged. Like, it's just so obvious.
Here's my advice for Ryan and James. Keep on trucking, you know?
Exactly. Keep on trucking. What a long, strange trip it's been, guys. But, you know, keep on trucking. Raya and Trey, 3 days until the ultimatum is answered. Oh, this is my favorite part of the episode. You know, I'm familiar with laser light bowling, but I was not familiar with laser light dinner. This was very cool. Have you ever been to a laser light dinner? Very cool.
So sick.
Where is this? I didn't know this was. I would have gone every. I don't want to go to a dinner that's not laser light now.
Yeah. You gotta, you know, smoke a bowl before you head over there. And then they play Pink Floyd at the restaurant when you're there, right? That's what it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It was fucking sick. I mean, I thought it was very funny that they were crying and stuff. I was like, this is really inappropriate for a laser light dinner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have
some respect for the lasers, you know?
Yeah, they just have the same conversations that they always have.
Yeah.
Compromise.
I'm feeling pressure.
Yeah, blah blah.
Move out of the city.
Get out of it. Get over it, guys. Just break up. Shut up. Boo. Shut up.
Shut up.
Antonio and Roxanne. They hang out with Roxanne's parents. I wish they had met up with Alex's parents. It would have been so much better if Alex was like, "We need to get the record straight. Why do you think that Roxanne doesn't like me?"
I know.
And then Alex's parents were like, because of all this that she said about you. And then he's like, you're lying. Like, that would have been a better.
Hope they bring Alex's parents onto the reunion and then give Roxanne sock and boppers and Alex's mom sock and boppers and put them in a ring. Let's go.
You know, they're going to have them get into the ring, but then they won't show the fight, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do.
Roxanne's dad asks what separates Alex and Antonio, because they look fairly similar. There's no real discernible difference between them.
Yeah.
He says it's the job. He says no pressure, but Roxanne has had many suitors offer her gifts and money and goats and... Right.
It is the South.
So. And peaches.
There's lots of gentlemen knocking at the door every night.
Yeah, her dad's like, good luck, because she's very materialistic and shallow, as you know. And unless she's magically changed, you're probably...
She won't say I love you.
Yeah.
So just be prepared to see her for 5 minutes every day, and it's when you bring burgers to her at a sunset.
Roxanne's dad asks, what is Roxanne doing to please you? It's anal. She learned it from Alex. It's anal.
Anal.
She picked it up. That's what she... the only thing she learned in the trial marriage. Kat and Alex hang out with Alex's parents. Anything?
Alex's dad seems to like nagging him a lot.
Yes.
That's the only thing I really know.
That's where he got it from. Anything though? I was dozing off.
I liked the fact that his dad is using the analogy of jumping off a bridge for their relationship.
Yes.
I thought that was fitting.
Well, he's in analysis paralysis, okay?
Right. Good God.
Oh, this stood out to me. Kat's parents say, what do you see in Alex? She says we balance each other really well. And the dad says, I've never seen Alex not debate someone in a relationship. And it's like, yeah, that's because she doesn't talk or stand up for herself or take a stance on anything.
She
it's
just listens they agree.
Yeah. They don't agree. She just goes, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trial marriage's final night, Ben. It's the final night when did these become trial marriages?
I thought the first thing was the trial marriages. Second round of trial marriages, I guess.
But they haven't been referred to them until now. That's very these titles, you know?
Yeah.
Because we were getting the countdown of the titles of 3 days until ultimatum is answered. Then all of a sudden it became trial marriage's final night. So they need to work on their titles.
Note to the editing department.
Yeah, they start fighting about, is James procrastinating? And she says that if she had moved in with him during grad school, they never would have gotten married. He's like, plenty of people on my research team were married. And she says that she didn't want to get married to someone who isn't there 24/7. And he's like, I'm going back to grad school. And yeah, this is the whole thing about her not wanting to move in with him before they get married, because then she's afraid they'll never get married.
I don't understand that logic, but okay.
But he has to be around 24/7. No school, no work, just sitting there.
Look, you have to be a good boy throughout the year if you want a present from Santa Claus. That's just how it is. You have to be a good boyfriend, and you can't live with your partner before you get married, okay? And that's how you get presents from Santa.
I don't understand her logic. It's just so confusing.
It's very confusing. I can't help but think she's probably got a lot of people in her ear saying some of these things, because how do you... I don't understand.
And they're conflicting because they don't make sense.
Yeah.
There's no logic.
There's no logic to it. It's just a lot of people being like, why hadn't your little boyfriend proposed yet?
Yeah, and he's not allowed to enjoy... He's not allowed to have dreams, just yours. And he can't... He needs a job, but he can't... He doesn't need to train for it. There is no training for it. Just get a job. It just doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't he just work in the coal mines like everybody else? City boy with big city dreams, huh? Leave us all in the dust.
But it's weird because, like, they paint her as like a rich girl. Like, she comes from like the aristocracy, and he's like he's the blue collar boy. So Raya and Trey, the fucking city, city.
Compromise.
Kat and Alex, Alex says he's nervous. Kat says she's optimistic, but a little nervous too. Kat says she'll be happy as long as they get engaged. I don't think they're getting engaged.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
Alex is kind of stubborn.
Yeah.
He doesn't, if anyone wants him to do something, he's going to take a stand against it, I would think.
His way or the highway.
Yes. But hey, that's a one-way ticket to getting your tires slashed, so enjoy.
That's true. Have fun.
Good luck.
Roxanne and Antonio. Apparently Antonio's been sleeping terribly and having terrible dreams.
Well, I mean, when you watch all those videos in a day,
yeah,
you're filling your mind with.
When you know what's coming, when you know the exact date of the apocalypse, could you sleep?
I know George Lucas couldn't before the Mayan calendar.
When you know what's tainting our water supply, do you think you could sleep? Roxanne says, what would being married to you be like? And I'm like, why do these people think that when you get married, like, everything fundamentally changes?
Yeah.
Like, we transform. Like, when we enter our new bodies, what will it be like?
Maybe in the South it is like that. I don't know. Again,
I don't know. You know what? We are so presumptuous on this podcast. We really need to, you know, take a step back.
Open our minds a little.
Yeah, it's really
there are other cultures, other nations down south that are completely different from us.
That's true. Trial marriage's final morning, because we really needed this morning too.
Yes, we got a lot of information from this morning.
Yes.
A lot of really, I have some thick notes.
Yes. Trey and Rye are sad because this could be the end of their relationship, you know, because if somebody says no, a restraining order is placed.
It's over.
And then you never see each other again.
Yeah. I hope the producers do put in the restraining orders for them.
Oh, they do.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because otherwise the game is a fraud.
Yes. No, it's very effective. Ryan says she's coming to terms with knowing she would be okay without James. He's like, damn. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you'd be really okay. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Who's going to be okay without that big butt swinging around?
Yeah, you guys are just obsessed with each other. Everything is a fucking lie with these two.
What, are you going to go date some small butt boy?
Huh? Yeah, you love his big ass. These two are fucking playing poker. They're fucking liars.
Your eyes are never looking above the waist, sweetheart.
They're obsessed. Kat says something boring. I don't even know what she said.
That's literally my only note. I just wrote boring.
Yep. Antonio and Roxanne. Roxanne says, if I say yes, my whole life will be different. But I just don't see it. It sucks. She cries, which means that she's going to say yes. So they're going to get married.
Ooh, you think so, huh?
Well, why would they tell us that she's going to say no? Why would they tell us?
I don't, because it, maybe it's a red herring.
It's a double fake.
It's a double fake out. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the editor's
getting. We only have blue herrings in the South. Blue ones. I was glad that Nick and Vanessa showed up to give us the whole premise of the show again.
Oh, I needed it.
I was like, wait, what? I was like, what is going to happen? Where? What? I thought this was like a meet and greet or something. I thought that like Disney characters were going to come out and give autographs. I didn't know what was going on. I thought they were going to like Ariel's Grotto, you know? I didn't know.
Structure, you know?
I was like, wait, they're going to what with the what?
It's crazy.
Thank you, Nick and Vanessa. I really needed this.
Get that check.
Raya and Trey, which I predicted would be the first one. Just want everyone to know. Raya says she's going to follow with her head, not her heart, because her heart has too much feeling.
Wow.
Her head knows that Trey doesn't get her wet, but her heart doesn't.
Yes.
Trey says that he and Raya don't know a lot about each other, but he has to trust that this process has worked. He's like, yeah, we don't really know each other because we were cast on this show as actors, really bad ones. And We haven't been dating for 2 years. We've been fake dating for 3 weeks. So it's about it. I love, we don't know each other.
We don't know a lot about each other. What a thing to say right before you're going to come. We don't really know each other.
Yeah, although, I don't really know.
Although that is like pretty much the whole concept of Love is Blind. So, you know.
Yeah, but this you're supposed to. We don't know each other.
It's
we don't
all canon.
But they've been together for 2 years, allegedly. It's insane. We don't know each other. We don't like each other. Yeah.
I can't get her.
I love someone else. Maybe I should propose.
It's the perfect time. It really is.
He's like, is Raya the right person for me? Because Ryan is even righter, you know? Is she here? Can we get her out? Ryan!
It was crazy when they both walked into the Botanic Gardens and saw each other. I did see Trey go, and he like, you know, sort of shrugged a little bit, like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, I was hoping it was going to be.
It's not Ryan. Yeah.
That's why he came dressed as Santa to the Botanic. He had to throw his Santa hat out of there.
They're both nervous, and Trey says, I love you more than anything. My God. But I have a fear of swings, so I don't think this is going to work out. I'm afraid to swing. I'm sorry.
Well, unless he's going on the ultimatum, which he loves swinging.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Like swinging, but swings.
Yes. Like sex swings.
Yes.
Yes. But do you think the fear originated from like a swing set?
Yeah,
like an accident when he was a kid on the playground.
Yeah, so he just doesn't want to be around swings.
Yeah, I buy that.
Yeah. No sex swings for him.
I really want to get to the root of this problem. We need Kat to help
he
us.
He fell off a swing. He tried to go all the way around.
Yeah, standing up.
He fell, so he doesn't want to be around sex swings, okay? He's afraid.
He's afraid he's going to try it again.
Yeah. With the sex swing. Yeah, he's going to try to go upside down on the sex swing.
All right, should we do predictions? What do we
yeah, let's quickly do predictions. Okay, Ryan and James married
for sure,
married in a
without
day,
a doubt
without a day a after doubt. But not living together. They can't live together. Nope. Until they've been married for a year.
They want that cowl and
they have to be married for a year. They have to get married, and then he has to prove himself for a year.
Yeah.
And he has to quit grad school and work in the butchery.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much student debt he's in already. He needs to quit and then just start paying it off with a worse job.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to go brush the horses.
Go pick up the horse poop.
Yeah.
Prove yourself to me.
Raya and Trey, no. No way.
Yeah, no, that's a no. Yeah.
No.
But do you think he'll propose and she'll say no, or do you think he's just not going to propose?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think he's just not going to propose.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to propose.
Yeah.
But even if he does, she'll say no.
Yeah.
No, actually.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. No, she'll say no. I'm going to say she'll say no.
She'll say no, but I don't think he'll propose.
Yeah.
Kat and Alex, he's not going to propose.
No.
But if he did, she'll say yes.
Oh, yeah.
But we know that.
He's not going to do it. He's you know, stuck in his way, I think.
Yes. And then Roxanne and Antonio.
Antonio's definitely proposing.
I think she'll say yes.
Man.
Because it'll be good for business.
It'll be good for business, right? I was just thinking that it's going to be so good for her Instagram.
So good
yes.
for her very filtered Instagram. On filters, but her Instagram is like... I'm sorry. Everybody can use filters. I'm sorry.
It's extremely filtered. Extremely.
I've never seen her.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to think it's funny.
Yeah. No, it's pasted. You could say
it's. She took a photo with a baby, and the baby had a filter on it.
Because the baby was so ugly.
Because she used a very extreme filter, and then the baby caught it. The baby caught the filter.
Wonderful.
But you know, everyone's free to use filters.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for the permission.
No judgment on filters.
I decree everyone may use filters.
Everyone may use filters, even on babies. It's just funny when the baby gets the filter. The little baby's face gets filtered.
Yeah, I'll go with that. She says yes because of the business thing.
Yes. Okay. So we'll get half and half, 50-50.
And hopefully they get a Funyuns deal too out of this.
Oh yeah, that was definitely sponsorship.
Yep. Forget Calvin Klein, Funyuns is where it's at.
Funyuns is where it's at.
Yeah. You'd like have them hanging from your ear like earrings in a scene or something. Could be great.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we will be back soon to recap the finale and the reunion. It will be very fun.
It'll be a blast.
And then catch us also soon recapping Love is Blind Season 4 After the Altar.
Football!
Or After the Altar Season 4.
I hope it's full tackle.
Yeah, full tackle football.
Yeah, that's what I hope for.
Yeah.
It'd be really fun.
I hope Shelby gets to play.
Oh my God. She would crush. Are you kidding me? She'd be like Jerome Bettis. You know, she'd be the bus.
Yes, I totally get that reference. And so do all of the listeners. Like Jerome Bettis. I was like, I know Elaine Bennis.
Jerome Bettis, not Bennis.
Hmm. Yeah, oh, now I get it.
Pittsburgh Steelers? No? Okay, forget it.
Black and yellow.
Yeah, good.
All right, this is good. Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
You is kinky.